Welcome back to another episode of Discussions. I'm your host, Destiny, aka Des, and I want to start this episode off by just expressing my gratitude. It's been an official year since I started Discussions, and I just can't believe how far I've came within this year. Literally a year ago today, I was sitting on the floor of my raggedy dorm room with no Wi-Fi, no equipment, no microphone, just my laptop and a notebook. I decided to record my first episode, and if you go back and listen to it, it's a complete mess. My speech is all over the place. You can hear my notebook fluttering in the background. I was just a mess, but I remember waking up that day and thinking like, okay, if I don't put this episode out today, I'm never going to put it out. So I'm like, I don't have everything right now. I'm probably not going to get everything for another like week or two. So I'm just going to do it. So I just did it and I felt so accomplished and I enjoyed posting it and everybody was listening to it and it was good. Like it was like invigorating. And I remember going on this website. I don't even remember the name of this website. And I made my very first like cover art for the album. Who do I think I am? I made my very first cover art for the podcast. And I just loved it. I actually missed the OG cover art. I'm going to try to get back to it because that was the shit. Like, I really thought I was doing something. I feel so accomplished. So it's been a long journey. It's been a long year. And even though I have been inconsistent at times, I have just been so grateful for all of the support that I have acquired over this past year. Every single one of you. Like, from reposting me, to retweeting me, to reblogging me, all of that. Like, I really appreciate every single piece of attention that this podcast gets because it's something that I'm really passionate about. Like, it's the first thing that I can really call a hobby. Like, when people say, tell me about yourself, I immediately start off with, I have a podcast. So thank you for those who listen. Thank you for those who repost me, who support this, support my show. I really do appreciate it. And I really do appreciate the feedback. I've been getting feedback lately and I really love it. Like I'm really big on feedback. So the fact that y'all are reaching out to me is just, I love it. I don't know. I don't have words to explain it. As always, if you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please feel free to give me a rating and review. Your feedback helps me to improve my show. Tell me what you like about it. Tell me what you hate about it. Also, follow me on Instagram at Discussions or follow my personal Instagram at Ruckerstagram or hit me up on Twitter at DMRucker_. As always, this information will be listed in our show notes. Remember when I used to say description below? I swear I was a YouTube channel, but yeah, everything will be in the show notes. And this, like, for this episode, since it is Discussion's birthday, I just wanted to be a little bit more candid about myself. I mean, I feel like I have been pretty, like, open regarding, like, my own personal experiences, but I don't know. I just feel like I want to be more relatable. Like, I just want to show, like, my supporters or, like, my listeners or whatever that, you know, I go through the same stuff that y'all go through, and we going through this stuff together and trying to figure out this life shit together because it is a mess, especially during this damn pandemic. Oh yeah, rest in peace Cicely Tyson, y'all. Like, I was sick about that yesterday. Me and my friend was watching TV and I went on Twitter. I'm like, I don't believe it, because, you know, Twitter always lying about somebody's death. And I was just, I don't know. And speaking of Twitter, it's been a crazy week between the whole GameStop, AMC stock market trade and shit, the silhouette challenge, which I wish I could do, and the damn Cicely Tyson dying, plus T.I. and Tiny and their little sex ring. It's just a lot going on right now. And it's only like the second, third. Oh, wait, no, it's the end of January. My dumb ass. It's like the fourth, fifth. It's only like the fourth and fifth week of December. Oh, my God. January. My dumb ass talking about the third. Time's going by so fast. Ew. Ew. Y'all are just on Twitter and they making pink candy flavored mac and cheese. What in the white hell? Oh my God, that's nasty as fuck. Anyways, I digress. Ew. But yeah, rest in peace to Cicely Tyson. Icon, the mogul. It's just crazy. But she lived 96 years, and, you know, if I could die peacefully in my sleep after 96 years, there's no complaints about it. So, you know, thoughts and prayers is with her, and I know she's, you know, in a better place, of course. But I digress once again. Y'all, today, like I said, I'm going to try to be, like, a little bit more candid with y'all, and that's why I chose the topic that I'm going to talk about today. I want to talk about like identifying our toxic behaviors. And I was on the phone with a friend and I didn't want to use the word toxic because there's so much going on around the word toxic because people are trying to glorify it and trying to glamorize it. And that's not what I'm doing here. So I originally was going to say like rectifying your destructive behaviors, but I just felt like saying toxic just a little bit more understandable because, you know, we've all been there, done that. And I just want to point out that just because we all have toxic behaviors or toxic traits, it doesn't make us a toxic person. And I had to learn that because I thought just because I had some destructive behaviors or some bad habits that I was a bad person. And I had to like kind of unlearn that because it's not true, because nobody is perfect. And everybody in their own ways, whether they realize they're doing it or not, emit toxic behaviors. And I'm just going to list a couple of mine. Like, I'm just going to be honest and list a couple of mine because I'm not perfect. I know I'm not. I'm 22 years old trying to figure out this life shit and I'm all over the place and I'm still trying to overcome my bad habits and my toxic behavior. So why not tell y'all what they are? Maybe somebody can relate with me. Maybe we could talk about it. Maybe we can find some solutions. So anyways, so a couple of mine was like self-sabotage and self-deprivation. I do have a tendency, when I notice that things are kind of going good in my life, I do have a tendency of trying to just sabotage it, whether it's allowing my insecurities and my anxieties talk me out of doing it. I tend to self-sabotage a lot, and I didn't even notice it until really I went to college. Like, I just didn't think I deserved good things, or I didn't deserve good friendships because of the type of person that I was in the past. And not saying that I was a bad person in the past, but I mean, to me, I thought I was a bad person. I thought that I was the problem all the time. And moving forward with my life, I just always thought that because I'm a bad person, I don't deserve good things. Therefore, when I saw something good happening or I peeped that something decent was happening, I would talk myself out of it. I was actually just telling a friend the other day how easy it is for me to talk myself out of something. Like, say I don't want to go for a job interview, or say I don't want to go somewhere or do something or engage in something. I can talk myself out of it. I can justify it in every way, shape, or form. And that's not good, because part of me feel like I'm blocking my blessings and I'm allowing my fears and my insecurities to stop me from progressing in life. And I can't do that because I'm getting to an age where I'm gonna have to move forward. I'm getting to an age where I can't keep making excuses for myself, especially in terms of like my professional career. I know that I'm still young and I know that I still got time. I preach that often, but I know how deep it can get for me. I know that if I wanted to at this very moment, I can stop myself from taking the LSAT, from applying to law school and settle for a job that I don't want. I could talk myself into doing that, and that's not good. I'm supposed to be my number one supporter. My number one, like, I advocate for myself all the time. I'm supposed to be that for myself. I'm supposed to be here for myself. But the fact that scares me, that I can allow my own self to block my blessings. And I don't like that. That's something that I'm trying to rectify. So that's one of them. But let's continue. I also noticed growing up that I have authority issues. And it's just not, as a kid, it always came off as insubordination, but as I got older, it was just like, okay, you're too old, you know better, and there's always going to be somebody in your life that's going, I don't want to say always, because I do want to be my own boss one day, but even then, like, maybe I need to, like, even talking about it is difficult, because I'm trying to admit that I'm gonna have a boss and someone over me, and they're always gonna be somebody that's gonna be, I don't want to say that, like, y'all, I'm in a rock and a hard place because I don't want to say that. Basically, when it comes to authority, I get really defensive for the simple fact that I just don't like being told what to do. There's a way to say it. Yeah, there's a way to say things. You feel me? And I'm big on respect. Like, if you can give me the respect when asking me to do something or when talking to me about something or when constructively criticizing me, then I can take that. I can take constructive criticism, but I can't take an authority figure knowingly being disrespectful to me. I don't like that. I don't react well to that. I get mad defensive. And once I get defensive, I kind of get into the shutdown mode where, like, I'm ready to be done. I'm ready to give up. I'm ready to quit. Like, I don't want to be here. But I can't keep having that mindset going forward. Basically, with everything that I'm going to list, I know that I can't keep having that mindset going forward. And that's why I'm in the place where I'm acknowledging my flaws. And I'm working through my flaws. And I'm in therapy for my flaws. Because I don't want to be that type of person that relies on their toxic traits to excuse their behavior. If you do that, we gonna have to find you some help, because that's not a good thing to do. I know people that do that. I was with dated people who did that, and we're getting to a point where it's not an excuse anymore. It's not an excuse anymore. And I don't want to sound so like insensitive, because I'm not, because I know that certain people go through certain things to where they put up a wall. And that's just them. But you got to get to a certain age where you're able to identify those traits within yourself and try to fix those traits within yourself. At least acknowledge. I feel like acknowledging is the first step of anything. Like, for me, I have to acknowledge, like, yes, Destiny, you do sabotage yourself. You do sometimes have an issue with authority. You always have to have the last word. You can be really a passive aggressive in your relationships, whether it be friends or family. You're really defensive. Your competitiveness becomes... it's like, you notice that you like to compete. You like to compete. There's parts of me that feel like everybody should be a version of them that I think they should be. You always trying to fix somebody. You want them to think like you think, and that's not life. That's not life for me. Or another example, like, you could be really impulsive with your decisions, which ties back into the self-sabotage, and you hold bad grudges. This is me talking to myself. But if it relates to you, then you know what I'm saying. I'm glad that we're on the same page. But I hold really bad grudges. And that's not healthy at all. I know a lot of people say, like, you know, forgiveness is, you know, you feel so much better once you forgive. But I have a hard time with doing that. Actually, I'm going to reverse that, because that's kind of like, that right there is a difficult thing. I'm not going to say I have a hard time with forgiving people, but I have a hard time with holding that grudge against them until they are forgiven. I feel like they have to make an advance in order for me to get to that state in order to forgive them. You know, like, some people, they're okay with not having that closure and then forgiving that person for whatever pain they caused them. But with me, I feel like in order to forgive you, I have to have some confirmation that you actually feel sorry, or it's hard for me to forgive you. And I've never put that into words before. I never had the right words for that, but that's exactly how I feel. And that's not good, because I need to learn how to forgive for myself and not worried about if they're sorry or not. Because if I hold that grudge against them, I'm letting them have that power over me. And that's something that my mom and, like, my dad and my brothers, like, even my younger brother, that's something that, like, they all notice about me. You allow people to get to you. Why? Life could be so much simpler if you live for you and stop living for other people. And that's something that I do. I notice that trait. I live for other people, and I can't continue to do that. I don't like doing that. I need to live for me. I need to be selfish, and I'm getting to that. I'm trying to be selfish and kind of, like, set my own boundaries and set my own guidelines. Because I don't know. I don't even know where I was going with that thought, but I just want to protect my health. And I feel like a big solution to overcoming my toxic flaws is protecting my health and cutting out any, like, negative anything that's not helping me work towards my goal of getting rid of these traits. whether that be people. I would say family, but I don't really have any family members that like just is so detrimental to my life right now. Like, I don't. So, but just people in my life, friends, boyfriends, situationships, all that. I had to realize my worth in a lot of those situations and remove myself from those situations. And it's not really hard. It's really hard for me because I try to give people the benefit of the doubt until I can no longer give them the benefit of the doubt and I end up looking stupid and I can't keep living like that. I had to set some boundaries or I was going to go mad. But whatever. I feel like the biggest solution to overcoming my toxic flaws was acknowledging the type of person that I am and acknowledging the wrong, like how wrong I could be. And that wasn't easy for me because I don't really like admitting that I'm wrong. So having to tell myself like, okay, Des, no, that's unacceptable. That was really difficult for me. Checking myself was really difficult for me, but it's something that I had to do. And it's something that I'm still doing, but it's something I had to do. Especially in terms of like sabotaging myself, that was really difficult for me. That like working towards getting over that was really difficult for me. It is really difficult for me. Like, I don't even want to say what. I'm just going to speak in the present tense because, okay, I know I'm all over the place, y'all, but just bear with me. I'm going to speak in the present tense for the simple fact that Rome wasn't built in a day and I'm still growing as a person and I haven't completely got everything together, and that's okay. And that's okay for you too. As long as you're working towards it, and you're identifying it and you're trying to become a better person, it's okay if you still have these traits because it's not easy to just get rid of what you know. It's not easy. So I'm going to just speak in the present tense from here on in because, like I said, I'm not a perfect human being and I'm still working on it just like you are. So whatever. This is me being vulnerable. So yeah, I had to acknowledge that. And doing that was hard at first. It really was. Because I never just want to admit that I'm wrong, and doing that was just, it was really difficult, but I had to, and I did, and I know, like, I'm aware, that's why I'm on here right now. Like, part of me thought that maybe this wasn't a good idea, because maybe people would take this and use it against me, but I refuse to let that happen, because I'm a work in progress, just like everybody else is. Nobody is perfect, and nobody ever will be, so if I do get judgments from this, I mean... reevaluate your life, because I'm pretty sure you go through some of the same things that I do or different variations of what I go through. I don't want to sound so curt, but you know how people are. Very judgmental. And then I took pride in my growth. I really took pride in my growth. I've made some really serious advances within the last 4 or 5 years in myself, and I'm so proud of myself. I'm one of my biggest tips on this whole entire segment is just be proud of what you have accomplished so far within your personal healing. Because I am. I've seen how I've transformed into a better destiny these past couple of years. And I'm proud of her. I really am. Because it wasn't easy getting to where I am now. It wasn't. So I'm proud of myself. And if you listen to this, I hope you're proud of yourself for any advances that you're making to, you know, better your health and your wealth. Anyways, so a next solution that I would say is like seek therapy if needed. I have never been ashamed. Never. I've never been ashamed to say that I needed therapy. Even when telling my parents that. And if you are seeking therapy, just don't feel ashamed of it because you're doing it to better yourself. Don't let the stigmas around taking care of your mental health stop you from doing it, because honestly, just admitting that you need therapy is an accomplishment in itself, because you know that there's things within yourself that you want to fix and you know that you want to put forth the effort. So don't allow the stigmas to stop you from that, because it can be really constructive. It has been for me. I'm never ashamed to say that I'm in therapy. I mean, it is what it is. I love talking to my therapist. We have good conversations. We build up a good relationship, and she has really helped me accept a lot of things in my life. And I love that I have such a supporting family that supports me in my journey in therapy. I'm grateful that I have a family that understands that me going to therapy isn't about my inability to talk to them or vent to them or nothing like that. It's just about me trying to grow in my personal development. And I love it. And I'm not going to stop until I get kicked off the insurance. Hopefully I don't get kicked off the insurance when I'm 26, but if so, No, I hope I don't, though. I'm not even about to put that into the air. No, but yeah, like, counseling, therapy, any of that, just I highly recommend it if you feel like you need it. It's relieving, honestly. Like, just coming to terms with who you are and accepting stuff about yourself and just having somebody help you work through issues that you never thought you would be able to put into words is beautiful. It's a beautiful process. And it's not all, you know, raindrops and, what is it, gumdrops or whatever the fuck people are saying. It's not always happy sessions. You're going to have sessions where you really have to come to terms with some shit, and it's going to be difficult for you, and it was difficult for me, but I did it, and I feel so much better about it, and I look at life completely different because of it. So if that's something that you are looking into, I will be putting some, like, links in the show notes of, like, where you can find you a therapist or a counselor or, you know, anybody you want to talk to. I will be putting links of where you can find those resources. And I hope that if that's something you're contemplating, that you would, you know, go through with it. Don't be scared. They're there for you. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay. I swear it is. And honestly, one of the most, like, helpful things that helped me with, you know, overcoming a lot of my destructive behaviors was finding something constructive to get into. And that was podcasting. Instead of harboring all the BS that I have to say, I found somewhere where I can talk my shit. That's what I always say about my podcast. It's somewhere where I can talk my shit. I enjoy it. I enjoy being able to say that I have a hobby. I needed a hobby. That was really, that was something for me because it was outside of my comfort zone. I needed that. I really did. I love this because it gave me, I'm focusing on something else, you know? I'm diving into the podcast community. I'm working on my own personal brand. I'm promoting myself every chance I get. It's just making me look at shit like so positively. And I never thought that something like hosting a podcast show that only a couple people listen to would... Well, not a couple now. Let me stop it. No. But hosting a podcast where people listen to, I never thought that would be like such a passion. But it is. Like, I've really found a passion for this stuff. I really have. And I get so excited hitting milestones, like today being Discussion's birthday, or figuring out a new website to post on, or coming up with flyers, ideas, collabing with other people. Like, that just means so much to me. It really do. Some people, they have journaling, drawing, venting, exercising. There's so many constructive outlets for people, but mine is podcasting, and I love it, and I hope that if you're listening to this, you have yours or you find yours, whether it's meditating, exploring a new religion, getting back into your religion, it's whatever's best for you. Like, honestly, whatever's best for you. You gotta remove the destructive elements and the destructive people in your life and replace it with constructive outlets. It makes such a big difference. I did that recently. I had to remove somebody from my life. And I feel so much better now that he's gone. He stressed me out. I allowed that person to throw off my whole entire routine. And I learned from that. And I feel so much better now that that person's out of my life. I really do. I feel relieved. It's like a weight off my shoulders. And it made me realize that, and this is for you guys too, you don't have to deal with that. You really don't. Remove that destructive element. I removed mine and it was beautiful. And it's not easy either. I don't want y'all to think that everything that I'm saying is just like, oh, just go do it. I don't want to come off of that type of person, because it's not easy. It took me 4 or 5 years plus, maybe even more. I'm still figuring it out. So I don't want y'all to think that, like, whatever I'm saying, I'm just saying, like, go do it now, because it is a process. And I don't judge anybody for how long it takes them to complete their process, because I'm just glad that you're working towards it. So I don't have the right, you know, I don't have the right. I just want to share my experiences and, you know, take that from what you will. But yeah, removing that toxic element, it was not easy. It was not fun, but it had to be done. Bars. And it's done. And I feel great. Also, y'all try to create achievable guidelines and boundaries for yourself. Like, you know how they say when you're trying to lose weight, don't try to... Okay, so say you're like 300 pounds. Don't try to automatically say that your weight goal within the next month or two is 50 pounds because... Well, is that possible? I don't know if that's possible. I'm going to be a little bit more extreme. Say you're trying to lose 30 pounds in a week. We know that that's not possible. We know that you're going to stress yourself trying to achieve that goal. So just create achievable guidelines and boundaries for trying to overcome these destructive behaviors in your life. Because like I said earlier in the show, Rome was not built in a day. People cannot change in a day. It takes time. But just making sure that the goals that you create are like... they're doable. You can do them. You can work towards them. And it will take time, but you're able to do it. You know? That's just like me saying, oh, by the time I'm 23, I'm going to be the most positive person in the world and just forgive everybody in my life and da 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 da. No, life doesn't work like that. That's unrealistic. Just set realistic goals. Please. Please. No, I'm just kidding. And then don't make excuses. It ties into my whole thing about like acknowledging and identifying your behaviors. Don't make excuses. I have in the past, but with rectifying my issues, I'm trying not to. I'm trying to hold myself accountable because that's the best thing that I can do is hold myself accountable. I don't want to use these flaws as an excuse to victimize myself so I can get sympathy. I really don't want to. No, like, I don't need to make any excuses. Most times, I'm aware, you know what I'm saying? I'm aware of these behaviors in myself, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you do stuff without even realizing. So if I do have any flaws that I don't realize and you know me personally, maybe we could talk about it because, you know, let me know, let a nigga know. But from the stuff that I've been able to, call myself out for, I try not to make excuses for myself. For the simple fact is, you know, I'm grown. I'm grown as fuck. And I know. You know, I'm not stupid. So. I just noticed that I'm probably rambling. Y'all probably tired of me. I just wanted my listeners just to get to know me a little bit more. And just to understand where I'm coming from. I don't know if that constitutes me putting all my business out. I don't want it to be taken like that. I just want to be relatable. And if telling my own personal little story, even though it's not really a story, but if sharing this part of me, you know, is helpful to somebody or it could spark a conversation or any of that, I'm all for it. Like, I used to think that was a problem. I used to think that, you know, being vulnerable with people was a problem because, you know, people prey on you. Insecurities and stuff like that, but I'm not allowing anybody to do that. Take this how you will. I'm not. I want to put myself out there so that maybe my story can help ignite something in somebody else. So, yeah. And plus, I'm a talker. I like to talk my shit. So, but yeah, it's been quite a year, and I'm so grateful to be here, y'all. I'm so grateful to be like. Recording this episode and celebrating my first official year of being a podcast host. Like, I love it. I love it so much. And words honestly cannot describe my gratitude, like how grateful I am. It just can't. It can't. So, yeah, I know this episode was a little different from what we usually do, but I don't know. I wanted to connect with you guys a little bit more. But that's all I really have for today. I will be back with a more consistent schedule just because my work schedule is more consistent now. I know, like, you know, I know it 2 weeks in advance. So I will be back to recording new episodes every week. I'm excited. I got a journal full of notes. I write down notes. Like, even sometimes I'm at work, I write down notes. But no, I like having conversations like that, like this with y'all. So we will have a couple more conversations like this. But as always, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Discussions. I can't believe we made it to a year. Hopefully we make it to 10. I see you when I see you.